just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Steve, if you had a fursona, what would you be?
A fursona?
A fursona.
No idea what this means.
It's like what people do when they're like, oh, if I was an animal, but it's anthropomorphized like a Disney character. So if you had a fursona, what kind of animal would you be?
Whatever yours is, what is it?
Well, full disclosure, back in the day when we were thinking about doing our podcast as an animation.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy, by the way. Kudos to anybody who does it because it's so much work.
We found out, though, they have like teams of people that work on those.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, I was like, wouldn't it be fun to make ourselves look like Zootopia characters sitting on a bench?
Oh, that's right. Sitting on benches throughout the parks.
Yeah. And I was going to be a gazelle because I'm tall and lanky and slender. And I made Steve... I made Steve into a lion because he's got great hair.
Same color.
Right. And so I thought... Okay, if we're going to do the podcast with us as Zootopia characters, I should do a Zootopia patch.
Right.
This was forever ago. How long have we been doing this podcast now? Like 2 years?
Yeah, something like that.
So
not quite, but yeah.
A long time ago, I was like, I need to make a Zootopia patch.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back when I had just first started designing patches, and I've gotten better. I'm not going to say I'm great at it now, but I've gotten better at it. And so I did a couple passes on a Zootopia patch, and I was never 100% happy with what I came up with. So I set it on kind of a back burner for a while.
Okay.
But now every time we watch Zootopia, I think, gosh, we really need to do a Zootopia patch.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Because
I 100%
Zootopia in general is just such a cool movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought we should be water fountains and a gazelle dancing.
Oh, you wanted to...
Just yeah. Kidding. That was never, never, never a concept.
That was never a concept.
I just made it up just now.
Why do I design them if Steve's just got ideas on the top of his head like that?
That would have been an interesting one.
But Zootopia came out in 2016... And I remember the first time I even saw anything about it was at Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
We were in the Art of Animation building, and on our way out, there was this huge mural of the poster for Zootopia. And I had not seen a preview or anything. And I was like, what is this? What is this, like a Disney Channel show? What is this? And then come to find out a few weeks later, I was like, oh, it's a full-on movie.
Oh, hey.
I had no idea.
Huh.
Which, you know, Disney probably isn't happy to hear that I had no idea what their next big movie was. But I thoroughly enjoy Zootopia.
Completely.
The idea really came about because they wanted to do a movie like Robin Hood.
Okay.
Where they're all animals, but they are obviously... more humanish.
They'll have human characters about them.
Right. But they wanted to do it in a way that the animals have made their own society and build their own cities to cater to their needs.
Yeah.
Versus living in a human world or living in a human time period.
Yeah.
It's all about the animals and the things that they've done.
Okay. And they did it.
And they totally did it.
You just described the movie.
It perfect.
Yeah, throw in a couple of limos and mobsters and we're there.
Yeah. I think really what I like the most about Zootopia is that they gave it such a rich history and such an interesting location.
Right.
that it makes you want to see more of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's not too depressing necessarily. You know, it's just fun enough. It's not too epic. Like in my mind, a little bit, like I love Big Hero 6, you know, but, and I love Baymax. So much fun.
Yeah.
But then when he's like, when he gets to be the end, when he's in the red suit and flying around and stuff, I'm like, okay, this is a bit over the top at this point. You know, you just went just too far.
Oh, you don't like the over-the-top superhero parts of it?
Part of it. And then it's just like, where did we go? You were a... What, how did we get here?
You know? You were a healthcare robot.
Right. It just seems so random. But I don't get that at all from Zootopia. It doesn't seem to go too far off course, which I like.
Right. And that's the fun thing about it is that the main character, Judy...
Yeah.
Decides at a very young age that she wants to be a police officer in Zootopia.
Carrots.
Yeah. Carrots. And...
Don't call me that again.
Exactly. And she decides she wants to be a police officer, but everybody kind of discourages her from that because there haven't been any bunny police officers ever. And she works real hard to get herself into a police situation. And the movie basically is, the concept is her trying to prove herself while also overcoming social stereotypes that happen in the animal world. And obviously there are parallels to our lives in general.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely true.
And the great thing about Zootopia is that they have 12 districts in it. Of all different kinds of climates.
Gosh, this should totally just be the park, right? Like, we need a whole Zootopia
park. A Zootopia park would be amazing. With 12 different
plans.
They are getting a Zootopia area in, I'm going to say, Shanghai?
Oh, I bet that's true.
If you haven't noticed, I have a really hard time remembering if it's Japan or Shanghai getting things. I'm not sure what that is.
All those overseas parks are just all one.
It's just blur. One big park.
It's all one
Disneyland,
big park.
Disneyland, Paris, Japan, Shanghai. That's the other parks.
Well, isn't this how we ended up with San Fran Tokyo? San Fran Tokyo? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Okay. In Big Hero 6.
There you go. That's how we ended up with that.
Yeah. But with the Zootopia stuff, it's really the richness of the world that really serves it really well. And I think it could potentially really work as even a TV show, like a police procedural, but for kids, like under like a police mystery-esque style.
Oh, that could be a fun idea.
Set up. Because this first movie really is just all contained one storyline, which, you know, it should be. You don't want too much going on. But there's so much more around it that I feel like could serve the story.
Right.
That I would be excited to see what they would be doing with it. Do you think they would do a Zootopia 2? Do you think that's on the books at all?
I do think it is on the books. Yeah, I think so. And I think they definitely will, because I think Disney will tell Pixar, it's owned by, this is a full on Disney production, right?
I believe it's Disney.
Yeah, I think it is too. And they love to do sequels, and they love telling Pixar to do sequels apparently, which is a whole new storyline I just found out about. So yeah, the answer is, yeah, I do think that they are doing one.
Oh, absolutely. Good.
And I do have to say that this is the movie with my second favorite character of all time. Is Crush, right?
No, Crush is your first favorite.
Yeah,
right?
Crush is my first favorite, and from Flash Nemo. is my second, and in a lot of ways, it's my absolute favorite. Like, you're hilarious. You're comedy gold right there.
Flash, 100-yard dash. And it's just so perfect that they have the sloths working at the DMV.
100%.
Because, I mean, to be honest, we've been to the DMV a few times down here, and it's not as bad.
Oh, yeah.
But in general, you just feel like you're at the DMV all day.
Mm-hmm.
You have to block out a whole day.
You do.
To go to the DMV.
Yeah, if you get in and out in 2 hours, you feel like you're like, oh, I get the rest of my day back. Hey, that's fun.
Good thing I called off of work.
Use a sick day for this.
Now I can go to the movies and see Zootopia.
Right. Listen to all them good jokes.
But I love all the characters in this movie. They feel fully fleshed out. There were so many like small little details that I felt like were worth highlighting.
Yeah.
Judy and Nick are a really interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch them play off of each other. The villain in the movie, which I won't spoil for you, comes out of left field for most people.
Did it for you?
Did it not for you?
Everything does. I don't really pay attention to movies.
That's true.
And this is the reason why, is because I don't think that the majority of movies are written strong enough that if you give movies too much thought, then you're like, it breaks down completely.
Oh, okay.
The show completely falls apart. You can figure things out in minutes. They're very predictable. The speed and the tempo seems to be the same every time. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to you know what? I'm going to sit back and enjoy and just go for it. And I'm not going to overanalyze, because if I do, oh, this movie's a disaster.
I don't think that happens with Zootopia.
With Zootopia. I'm just talking about movies in general. Pay attention. This is why I don't pay attention.
That's what we're going to say is the reason. No, I can get that. I think the thing that works really well with this is that they work it like a police mystery type thing, where they're uncovering clues slowly.
Yeah.
And so when it does come to a conclusion, you go, oh, okay, there are things in the movie that hinted towards that, but they weren't overly telegraphed to the audience.
Right.
Because there are numerous times in movies where you can see the bad guy coming from a mile off.
Yes.
Usually if there's an old white guy,
he's it.
You're like, there's the bad guy.
Yeah. It's so
which
true.
Is unfortunate that that's how it is, but there you go. So this one, definitely they think they solve the case, but then things get more confusing until they finally get to a real conclusion, which I think it's just good storytelling.
Yeah.
There are a couple story beats in there that I think are unnecessary, that I think slow down the narrative a bit, that I don't know that are necessary. You know, like, all these movies have that thing where the two best friends have a misunderstanding, or they find out that they've been lying about something, or yada, yada, yada.
Right.
And so they have a falling out. And the one has to leave, and it's very sad, and so on and so forth. And I don't think that that's necessary in this movie. I feel like they did it for a story point.
Right.
So that they could go back and have her figure something out during that time.
Yeah.
But in general, I think it's unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. That's true.
Yeah.
And you could see that one coming from the beginning. As soon as they gave her the fox spray or whatever, you're like, yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Voila. There's your problem.
Voila.
That's true.
I also really love the part with, I believe he's a water buffalo or a bison or something, that he works at the nudist colony that they go to visit. What animal is that? He's just some sort of shaggy, like cow-like camel-looking creature type thing. I can't remember. I don't know exactly what he is, but he's him, and they go to speak to an elephant because elephants never forget, apparently, to get some information. And that whole sequence is played really well. It could have been awkward with them implying that these animals are naked and therefore it's awkward when Judy doesn't even wear pants. Like, she's in, like, a vest and stuff, but I don't think she wears actual pants.
Oh, good point.
I don't think. Maybe I'm remembering that wrong. But, in general,
they'd slow her down.
Yeah. There you go. I feel like this story is super complex and totally worth a watch if you haven't watched it. And it's part of the reason that I wanted to do a Zootopia patch for so long.
Yeah.
For a long time, I wanted to do a patch based on the limo company.
I thought
that would be fun. The Tendertown limo company.
Dang, I would have loved that.
Oh, well,
I love a limo.
Well, now you've told me.
Too late.
We got to wait. I can't just flood the market with Zootopia patches.
Yeah, they're getting a whole Zootopia a year.
Right. And then I also thought, well, wouldn't it be fun to just do a ZPD badge, a Zootopia Police Department badge?
Uh-huh.
But then I looked, and a lot of people have already done those. it's a very common thing for people to Disney bound as Judy.
I could see that.
And so they already have...
I would totally do that.
Would you do that?
Yeah, sure.
Would you do Nick or would you do Judy?
I would do Flash.
Oh, well, there you go.
And then drive a limo.
Very, very fast. So a lot of people had already made the ZPD badges like Patch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, I can't do that because you already have options. Mm-hmm. And what I like to do is kind of think outside the box and do something that's unusual. And so I decided that maybe a Zootopia canine unit badge would be more interesting.
Yeah. And who doesn't love the canine unit?
Well, in real life too, who doesn't love the canine
exactly
unit?
Right.
Anytime, mm-hmm. like...
They deserve some love.
It's a Disney...
Why does it all have to go to carrots?
Right. It's a Disney staple these days when you walk up to have a dog on duty when you're walking up, which, you know...
Very true.
Not necessarily a great thing, but it's a, you know,
I love the Disney dogs outside.
Well, the problem is you can't touch them.
No,
because they're working,
right?
So I love dogs in general, but it is sad to have to walk by a dog and not pet the dog. But so everybody loves dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody loves a canine unit, right?
I would think so.
And so way back...
Unless you're a criminal.
Well, there you go. Unless you're trying to sneak something, then yeah, I guess they're probably not your favorite.
If you've ever been attacked by a police dog, then this is not for you.
I have not.
Nope, me either.
No?
Okay, or a dog in general,
okay,
actually.
Well, then that's us. We have not been.
And this is why we're so proud of the patch.
Yeah. So the canine unit patch, back in the day, way back when I started designing it, was... Like I said, I was never really satisfied with it. And then when I decided to dust it off for this month's patch of the month, I still fought with it. I did probably 4 to 5 new designs of it, trying to figure out what was most important and what wasn't, what looked good, what looked professional. Like it was, I don't know why this patch was so hard for me to design.
Yeah.
It took so much work. And I hate that.
They should just come up.
I hate working. I actually even messaged my brother, who is a police officer, and showed him multiple designs and said, which one of these is more like what you would wear? You know? Like, I went everywhere.
I know you're busy doing real cop stuff right now, but could you give patch ideas?
Wouldn't you prefer to talk about Zootopia?
Can we talk about embroidery for a moment?
I'd like to take a moment to talk to you about embroidery. And it was split down the middle with everybody that I talked to about what they liked and what they didn't like.
Yeah.
You liked one design. They liked a different design.
Mine was closer to the original police badge though, right? That your brother,
it was a little bit more simple. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it looked more like a actual police badge with like a shield as the main exterior.
That was my vote.
Right. And I was like, but it just looks so much like everything that I've seen that I kind of want something a little different. So anyway, long story long, we get to the final patch for this month and I'm super proud of it.
Yeah.
It looks amazing, if I do say so myself. We have the Zootopia canine unit on a shield back and it has the fox head in the middle of the shield. Because I thought it was appropriate to pay homage to the fact that Nick became...
Completely true.
...part of the ZPD.
Which is going to be the best storyline for the second show comes out.
Oh, yeah, the Fox...
To have more of a Nick learning how to be a police officer.
Sure.
Hilarious.
Exploiting all of his contacts to get stuff done.
It'd be so good.
Yeah. And then to soften it up a bit, I threw in some... leafy greens around it because everything looks better with a little bit of leafage around it.
Well, you almost get that conjured up feeling too when you think of Zootopia, is that it feels like the town looks so fun and peaceful and green, you know?
Right.
Everybody living in harmony, except for the, you know, people getting tickets.
Except for the issues. Yeah.
The issues. Truly.
And it all came out really well, and I'm super proud of it. After all these years, I finally managed to create a Zootopia canine unit badge that I'm happy with. which you can, of course, if you are a member of our patch club, it's already on its way to you.
Yeah.
You probably already got it because I'm trying to be even more on the ball.
Yeah,
about
they went out early this month. It's a busy time of year at Christmas.
It's busy. But if you're not a member, you can always find them at DisneyPatch.com to check them out. Plus all of our other patches, which are just as amazing.
Yeah, there's like 30 now.
Is there that many?
It's getting pretty close to that.
You would think I would know that, but I try to not focus too much on what we've already done because I'm designing things for 4 months down the road.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I forget what we've already done.
Completely right. I literally just said today that we should come up with a flower patch. And I was told we already did it.
We legitimately did that one.
Remember that idea? You already did it.
Yeah. It's a great idea. So good we already did it. But if you are in the mood for a Zootopia canine unit patch, I know where you can find one, plus all of our other ones. So go back and watch Zootopia, enjoy it while wearing your Zootopia patch.
Yeah.
And welcome to December, everybody. Hopefully you're keeping warm out there. It's nice and warm here for sure. But it's like I always say, what do you call a three-humped camel?
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.